There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Most used word of this past year. We're in the last day of 2014. Time for us to
guess.
Reconnoiter.
That's it, right? Jennifer and I's pet peeve.
So. The most used word of 2014 isn't even a word. We'll have the details coming up on this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington to wish you a fond farewell. If you're going to be stuck in the events of 2014, good, stay there. We want to leave you in the dust. We're happy to move into 2015. Kenny and I will be here to do the live program tomorrow. Jennifer and Richie will be out doing irresponsible things tonight, apparently, and therefore they will not be here with us tomorrow.
I love how you call staying up till midnight irresponsible.
Irresponsible.
Do you know that
things.
I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Irresponsible.
Actually 2:55 every day. Are you asking me to get 2 hours of sleep?
Irresponsible.
Don't you love me and my health?
Yes, I do.
Slave driver.
Yes, that's me. Yep, I'm a slave driver.
Do you like how I turn that around?
I'm a slave driver. Watching slaves go by.
Oh my gosh.
My.
Play this game? I don't think so.
Remember that old song, I'm a Girl Watcher? I just changed the words. That's how.
I know.
Clever boy that I am.
As Ken says, I see what you did there.
Yep. All right. So, the wreckage of the doomed plane. Let's see how many words, adjectives, and descriptive nouns I can come up with to make it seem like this is something that is the end of the world. Well, it is the end of the world for the 162 people that were on it. And some of the families. You know what really bugs me about these things? The families want the bodies. Why? They're not, the bodies of most of them have been eaten by whatever's in the sea.
Well, for religious reasons and culture. I get it. I want the remains of somebody I love.
Not me. If it's all bloated and looks like some of that stuff that you see in the pictures, nope. Not interested. It's just, it's not the person. It's just a piece of meat.
Yeah,
at that point in your existence, your body is no longer functioning. It's shark food. That's all it's good for.
Yeah, but if you can't say goodbye to that shark food, you feel like...
Say goodbye to a picture. There's a picture of somebody that looks like... I got a picture of Ed McMahon on my wall in my studio. See, Ed... I'm looking at the picture of him, and I'm
You're
looking
being
at
heartless
the way
now.
He
You're
looked
not
at
like
him.
That.
I'm pretty much guaranteed that if somebody you loved was on that plane, you'd want them
you'd
back.
Want it.
Really?
Yes.
Nah, I think you're wrong about that, honestly. Truthfully, nah. I know that what's in that water isn't that person. The person's gone. Soul's gone to another reality. The body is dead, has no value. Fish food. End of story.
Yeah, but it's such a shocking catastrophe when you lose somebody like this that you don't want to believe it. Mm. And if there is no body, there's going to be hope that somehow they survived and they're on an island somewhere.
Yeah. Or your brain cannot process the fact that they are gone.
But think about the people, the loved ones, who see the images of these bodies in the water, the pieces of the flight attendant's body. And the only reason they could tell it was a flight attendant is because they could see part of her uniform. What good does that do you?
Well,
why is that a value?
I don't even know if I'd want to see it. But I mean, you could cremate it and keep the remains, you know.
Or just the fact that they were identified.
It dries out before you cremate it. What? They were...
Seriously, you are better than this. You are nicer than this.
I am, but you know what? I'm
actually defending you, and I don't know why.
It's because this stuff is... It just is, for me, I don't know, it just seems crazy. But I understand everybody's got a different set of realities, and that's okay. I'm telling you what mine is. You can tell us what yours is. Yesterday, a woman got all upset with me because of, I said this earlier, Richie, remember when we had Jen's mother on?
Right.
Yeah, we were talking about Shakespeare.
Right.
And then we went off on a couple of tangents. This woman got all bent out of shape because I was talking about Shrewsbury's and sandwiches when we were done talking about Shakespeare. And she thought I was trying to impress people with my knowledge of Shrewsbury's and sandwiches. Thank you, madam. That was nicely done. All right, let's see here. Story with the police as we end the year. Police officers who say that they are under threat now have numbers to back up the claim. Gunfire killed 56 officers this year in the line of duty, up from 32 last year. My God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Police organizations around the country say officers gunned down at traffic stops, checking out shady situations, ambushed. I mean, look at the New York situation. These two police officers killed for nothing to sit in their car.
Yep.
Wearing uniforms.
Yep.
So now, as a result of that, story at DougStefan.com today, the police on edge in New York City are basically letting minor crimes slide. Yeah, okay. I'm not worried about that. Turning a blind eye, not doing their jobs, in essence. The union mandate that two patrol cars respond to all police cars, slow response times to non-emergencies. So instead of two police officers going now, used to be when there was a beat, I remember the beat cops, one cop. Then because of things happening, it became two. Then I remember policemen being assigned cars, and they'd go out, and then because of things happening, now there are two police. And we don't do that in Framingham, but I think it's done in most fairly large communities. The big cities all have two police in each car, right?
Yes.
Is that how it's done in Washington,
D.C.? At all times, yeah.
Usually.
That's the way it is in L.A. All right, so anyway, now in New York, no more two going to one, two in one car. Now it's two cars, four police. The police are concerned about their safety, and you know what? I don't blame them. I think in this age where everybody's got a gun, everybody's got a grudge, everybody wants to do in whoever it is that they think done them in, blam, blam, blam. And then there's so many crazy people, so many disoriented people, because of what happens in schools where they're all given. I mean, you can trace this back pretty easily in our society to what's going on. I have a guy that works for me, wonderful human being, wouldn't hurt anybody for anything. He is one of the, he's not an Einstein, but he's a wonderful human being. His son, who is in his 20s, is so screwed up. He has so many problems. He identified early on as bipolar. Mother's crazy and basically gives this kid a reason for being. He was put in an institution for trying to kill his girlfriend.
Oh.
The mother gets him out by telling lies to the authorities, brings him home, and on Christmas Eve, listen to the story. He's so destroyed, his brain is so mush from using drugs, he locks the doors to the house. Father comes in through the cellar. The kid's waiting for him at the top of the cellar, attacks him, throws him down the stairs, beats him up. The guy's going to be in the hospital for 2 weeks. Now, you tell me that this system functions properly. And the kid has a history of being given all kinds of drugs when he was in school. So, look at this circumstance and other circumstances that present themselves because of what we're doing. And then the police, in this circumstance, with good reason, all these crazy people around the world, we're feeding them. We're making them crazy. Between the various things we do with kids when they're young, they get to school, they send them in the corner, they give them drugs. You see what's going on in society? Had a call in the last hour, Richie, from a farmer down in Texas, in Florida, who had the same sort of problem that I do on the farm, getting people to work.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to work anymore. This kid who's 24 years old sits around the house all day and smokes dope.
Yep. Playing video games.
Right. So, hello. And yet we see America, everybody's saying, look at America. We're moving ahead. The economy's better this year than it was last year. We're the only ones who are improving. You think this kind of stuff is making for a better country? The kinds of, as you suggested, Jennifer, the games that are being played by people, this horrible, violent stuff that is all over these individual screens that people have? And how do you keep with the story of this two-year-old kid who shoots his mother in the store? Hey, he didn't know what he was doing. That's not because of him being exposed to stuff at two, but he was reaching into his mother's pocket when she was picking up something on a shelf, and in her pocket is a gun that's loaded. He fumbles around, pulls it, in her purse. He fumbles around in there, gun goes off, mother's dead. Well, what happens to that kid for the rest of his life? Might as well call it curtains now. When he's old enough to realize what he did, what do you think his future is going to be? What's his mental attitude going to be?
Get that kid therapy now.
Oh.
But going back to what you talked about, I mean, I think there's the government has done a great job of getting us addicted to services. And because of that, so much of our work ethic and the idea of the American dream is gone.
Yeah.
It's now like, well, what are you going to give me? What are you going to handle? Right. What's in it for me? And that's really the mentality. And there's a line, and I don't know where it is, somewhere in the 30s right now.
Yeah.
But anybody younger than that line, what is in it for me? What, you know, they necessarily want to put that work in.
The millennials.
It was too easy for them.
Man, I can't tell you how many times I tell my kids, nothing is free. Nobody's going to give you anything.
Make sure you stick to that, Richie.
Yeah,
Make sure you stick to that.
That scares me to death that they're going to have this give me mentality.
Yeah. Right. That's the problem with the generation that's around today, for sure. Food for Thought, the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 18 past the hour.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness session rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year?
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Listen to this voice. Unmistakable.
Such a great song.
Yep.
When will they stop?
When will they
stop? I believe that faith has brought us here. And we should be together, babe.
Is this Jewel?
No, it's just stop. What are you doing?
Yes, this is Jewel.
Get to the hook.
And we're talking about the song already.
Good. 888-302-3684. Who is this? That's the best part of the song, I think. The song is called I Try. It is our one-hit wonder contest that we focus on here. This artist only had one hit that made it to the top. So if you can identify her at 888-302-3684, we'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder songs on it. Maybe we'll get this one onto it. This is a lady from Canton, Ohio. R&B artist topping the pop charts during this week in 2000. Song 14 years old. So if you know who it is, tell us the name at 888-302-3684. She was born Natalie Renee Barry McIntyre, but we are looking for her stage name. At the request of a friend, she wrote her first song while studying script writing at the University of Southern California. She disliked her raspy voice, wanted to be primarily a songwriter, not a singer. One of her songs was to be recorded, but the lead vocalist didn't show up, and she was asked to step in to sing. Her performance at the recording session led to a record contract of her own. This song won her the Grammy for Best Female Pop Vocalist. She has been struggling with drug addictions. She was booed off the field at the Pro Football Hall of Fame game for forgetting the lyrics to the national anthem. This may make it easier for you to figure out who it is. And for another, I was looking at some of the other things that have happened in her life. But having another number one hit was not in the cards for her. She has been a film and television actress, one of those sort of career people doing character roles. And you will see her from time to time, pretty regularly. But this song, I Try, put her in the spotlight. Crank it up, Richie!
I'm 100% confident with my guess.
Are you really? All right. Well, let's see how we can work this over.
Big hit. I love it.
It was a big hit. Debbie's in Tucson, one of our great stations. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
Morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. How's my friend Bill White doing there?
I'm not sure.
I think he does.
Are you implying that they know each other, Dougie?
No, I'm implying that he does the morning news after I... They carry my program early in the morning, and then they do their morning news, and I believe he's a part of that group doing the morning news there, and he's program director of the radio station, and an all-around good guy. So anyway, next time you hear him, Debbie, you can think, oh, that's the Bill White he was talking about.
Okay, I will do that.
I know you will. All right, so who's this singer?
Macy Gray.
Macy Gray. What did you think of when you first heard the song?
Her name, Macy Gray.
All right, there you go. This is very good. She's got all the fundamentals down, Jennifer. She knows what's going on. All right, what are you doing for New Year's Eve tonight, Deb?
Staying home, playing it safe.
All right, play it safe. That's good. We're going to send you a CD of One Hit Wonders. Happy New Year, my friend.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you can spend a fortune buying kittens expensive toys and elaborate scratching posts and then find that their idea of a perfect toy is an old cardboard box or a paper shopping bag, no matter whatever makes them happy. If they seem emotionally attached to an old box or bag, leave it around. But most cats enjoy exploring new ones. Hold on to those boxes and paper bags. Never use the dangerous plastic bags or bags with handles after each shopping trip and leave them about for your kittens to explore. Investigating the new furniture will help them stay mentally alert and make their daily lives much more interesting. Next, try building them their own apartments by securing two large boxes together and cutting out cat doors between the rooms. They'll love it. Cardboard boxes, paper bags, they're free. They have these great smells from the supermarket. Bring them home every day. Change them. Be creative. Make a duplex, a condo. Cut holes in them. You know what? If you do this, I promise you that the next time you sit on your furniture, it will have no scratch marks on it because your cats will be scratching the boxes and you can enjoy your couch. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy...
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Doug Steffen, what is that? What are you? What is the what? What are you playing?
That's old you.
How did you do that? That's a magic trick.
Wow.
Wow.
On this other page, there's old you playing.
No, really, the old
you. You want to hear old you? Hold on.
Burger with smoked cheddar cheese. The Stampede Burger with jalapeno cream cheese. The Hail Mary Burger and the Reuben Burger. Buffalo.
That's old you.
Really?
Yeah.
Exciting. Listening to the old me.
Talk about cheeseburgers.
Yeah, right. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. You know, the food for the day today is applesauce. Have you ever tried to get applesauce out of the jar with a knife? I just
use a long neck spoon.
And I couldn't find a spoon, so I just opened up the applesauce and I stuck a knife in there. It didn't stay too well, but it was enough for me to taste how good this applesauce is. But try it sometime. Just for people think, that guy's so weird. Well, I want to do different things, right? My New Year's resolution every year, Richie will tell you, he's been listening to this for 18 years, is to do something different than you did last year. That's all. Just find something that you did that you weren't happy with and do it differently. I resolve to do this better next year. For example, my radio program, okay? I resolve to do it better next year than I did this year. And frankly, I did a pretty good job this year, thanks to Richie and Kenny and Jennifer. So, how much better can we make it? Yesterday, one of the ladies that helps us to distribute the radio program to stations was talking to a fellow in Las Vegas, who's a program director of a station. This guy's carried us on two other stations where he's been, and he wanted to put us on, but his boss said we weren't edgy enough. So I'm trying to think to myself, okay, edgy. What does that mean?
That,
that means he's programming the radio station to be like the 1990s.
Oh, okay.
Well, congratulations.
All right, the edgy thing is out now.
Yeah, edgy is
people
out.
People don't want edgy.
They don't want to be yelled at.
People don't want to be screamed at anymore.
No, they don't. No. Unless they hear me screaming at you, Richie.
Right.
For being an incompetent nincompoop.
Wow. Around you, how could it be anything else?
But because of my inspiration.
That's right.
There we go. I got it. Okay, let's see here. At the end of the year, you'll all be happy to know that the President of the United States is taking us off the war footing. So he says. Just making an observation. Wait a minute. There are more forces back in Iraq than there were a year ago at this time. And the end game in Afghanistan requires more troops as well. So we're pulling out of Afghanistan, but yet we're leaving more troops there. And we're done with the war in Iraq, except we're sending more soldiers there. Let's think about this for a while and try to figure it out. What does all that mean?
Right.
Means we are very foolish.
Which cup is your coin underneath?
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the cup.
Right. Exactly. Confusion, 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 confusion. Do you hear the story about the wall collapsing at the Morton Salt facility in Chicago? You know what Morton Salt? Morton is the biggest.
Yeah, of course.
No, they don't make salt. They gather salt.
Right.
Salt is not manufactured.
Right.
It is gathered at places like the Great Salt Lake in Salt Lake City, but elsewhere around the country and around the world. Anyway, they have this huge building in suburban Chicago by the railroad tracks, and it collapsed. Burying is next door to an auto dealership, and he buried all the cars in salt. I'm chuckling. I mean, it's probably not funny for the insurance company or the car dealership or the people who are trying to clean up the mess.
We're going to need a whole lot of French fries.
I was thinking, what would they do with those cars, Richie? Now that it's like a car being in a flood, right? When you're done with it, the car's not worth much.
Salt is not good.
No, salt's not going to be good at all.
You know,
clean it up, maybe.
It's dry, so it's not like it's wet salt. Like if you're driving in the snow and the salt on the street.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, but if it gets in the crevices, oh man.
Yeah. One of the things that is people wonder when I buy a new. I don't buy new cars, but when I buy a used car, people ask me, why do you go to the Southwest? I go to Arizona, Southern California. If I'm buying a car or a truck or anything,
warm.
I go, well, there's no salt on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
I have this old Mercedes, this 85 Mercedes. There's not a lick of salt on it. No, I mean, not a lick of rust on it because it's not been in the salt other than the year that is sent here because it was a California car. Not one place on that bus. Yet my pickup trucks, I have three trucks that are all about the same vintage, and the rocker panels on the doors or the back overhang on the rear axles all rusted out. Got to replace it, either replace the whole body. In one case, I got to throw the whole body away and put another body on it. I did that last year with another pickup truck that I had.
Salt is such a, non-factor nowadays, though, unless you have damage. Scratches, dents.
Yeah, well, it's not factor because the cars are made out of plastic more often than not. But if you get underneath
them, well, and just the paint is so much better now.
The paint is, but they have this now. Remember when they used to charge you? You know that, Richie. They used to charge for doing undercoating. $180 will undercoat the car. They don't do that anymore.
A lot of money on that.
But yeah,
good times.
Because it was like it cost you $30 to do it, and you charge them $180 to get it done to the car. That's one of the things, though, that they've stopped doing, and as a result of that, to a point, cars are rusting quicker because, I mean, they don't want you to keep the car. They want you to buy new cars. They want to junk the old cars because there's a lot of money in junk, number one. I got my friend John the Junk Man comes to the farm. I got him coming this weekend. Old cars, old pieces of equipment, all that stuff's worth now $450 a ton. I got an old excavator. I can make more money selling it to have them part it out and scrap it than I can to sell it.
I just had to show my mother-in-law's, I had given her my Volvo, 2000 Volvo.
Right.
But it just cost too much to get it through emissions.
Yeah.
So I gave it, I donated it.
Really?
And
you're
right. The laws have made it such that you don't see anybody driving a 20-year-old car anymore.
No, well, that was because the auto dealers and the auto manufacturers got together and took care of their pals in Congress that they pay off with campaign contributions and got the law changed so that it's good for them. Meanwhile, in terms of the, I know you don't, but that's because you come from a family of car dealers. Taxpayers, remember last week? This is error number 432 of mine this year. I will admit to having made hundreds of errors on the program. There's at least one error a day. You don't catch me on it.
At least.
Yeah. Sometimes I do.
Maybe sometimes multiple errors per day.
Kenny,
I have a list, actually. I
Kenny,
can send you to a website.
Hold on a minute. Kenny, did you hear me ask the two of them for input on this yet?
Oh, I thought the question was implied.
So you're going to join the bandwagon with them, huh?
Get you a little zap system, Dougie, and I think what's going to happen is anytime there's an inaccuracy, instead of saying anything, you're just going to go zip.
Zip.
As a matter of fact, the only reason the three of us are here is to cover you up when you make these mistakes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very good, Richie. Thank you.
That's the only reason we exist.
I tell Bob, who is my general manager and my lifelong friend, or pretty much lifelong, he and I have been friends since the late 60s when we first started working together at BZ in Boston. His reason for being is to save me from myself. That's his job. He is here, like on the farm, Edgar's job and now Joe's job is to save me from myself. So, having said that and admitting that I make mistakes, one of the most recent mistakes was my approbation, my praising the government involvement in the auto bailout a couple of years ago. Because selling the General Motors stock netted the government a profit of about $7 billion. I did not have the rest of the story at that time. The government recovered $70 billion, and at first blush, the initial investment was $64 billion. However, subsequently, I found out that they put another $14 billion into it, which means that the government lost $9 billion on the deal. Now, I remember back to the Chrysler. How many people remember the Chrysler bailout? When everybody, all the Paulies, phony balonies, they said, oh, we can't do that. It's terrible. It's awful. It's setting a bad precedent. How can we do that? And in fact, Lee Iacocca was running Chrysler at the time, managed to pay back the government with interest. I think they borrowed $5 billion. We got $8 billion back in about a year and a half. That was a good deal. But that was then, and this is now.
Now it's owned by Fiat.
Yeah, right.
Because of the government. They forced them to sell.
Right, yep. So, the Trouble Asset Relief Program. Remember that? TARP. That did it. Did it in. All right, so anyway. But here is some good news from the automobile world. The CarMax Corporation. How many people have seen these signs around now? They're growing like weeds. These places are popping up in every major and suburban area. And it's actually quite a good company. You can get quite good cars. I saw, as a matter of fact, I was actually looking at a late model Rover at one of them that's near the airport in Los Angeles the other day, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
They have been building car stores.
Owned by Circuit City, which is now out of business.
Yeah, well, this Circuit City created this, and then Circuit City went away, and and CarMax survived.
Right.
The auto retailing chain has seen a rise in the value of their shares 53% in just the last couple of months. The analysts find a lot of companies at the end of the year that they want people to invest in because of good sales and profit numbers. So, anyway, CarMax. There are research people who have made notes to those of you who are investing, detailing their quarterly results, beating expectations, customers going to dealerships like this because they don't want to buy new cars. But yet the new car business is exploding as well. So late model used cars, great business, and new cars, great business. CarMax maxed out this week at $67.29 a share. That's a hell of a lot of money for a used car dealership outfit. I'm telling you, they got to be doing. And you know what they do, Richie? You know this. They go to all the auctions, and now there are like tiers, levels of people. When you were doing this with your family, you'd go buy anything. and find a market for it.
Well,
and sell stuff.
We had certain customers, and we knew what cars they liked.
They wanted.
So
right.
We would buy the cars that we knew they would buy.
Yeah. Well, in this circumstance, though, now that it's sort of been delineated, we have a big auto wholesaler and auction house here in Framingham that is in the old General Motors plant. They refurbish the car. You can bring a car to them that you want to sell. All the dealers bring, I mean, there's truckloads of stuff going in there every day. They go through, they sell 400 or 500 cars a week in the auction. And they bring them into their shop, they clean them up, they fix them up, and they put them out, and they auction them. And they have a great reputation. I wish I could remember. It begins with an A, and they're a national chain. Adelphi.
Are you thinking of Mannheim?
No.
Mannheim is the biggest.
They are the biggest one. This is a big company, though, too. Anyway, so what I'm saying is I'm trying to figure out how it is that there are so many new cars being sold and also so many late model, good, clean, used cars. That business, you know better than I do, Richie, how much that business has exploded in the last couple, 3 years. It's very big.
And my brother's doing well. Yeah.
Good for him.
My friend at the Chevy dealer's doing well.
Yeah, good. But the CarMax story is part of the story. All right, Kenny, did I make any mistakes there?
No, I think you got that right.
I'm putting him to sleep.
Well, what do you mean, putting him to sleep?
I thought that was
he's still slow to respond. You know,
well, Meg's on his cartoon. I'm going to go update the website.
All right, okay. Let's do the, we'll update the television news in a moment. Jennifer Horn is here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy.
All right, Jen.
Hey, Doug.
Jennifer Lopez is going to do a concert tonight on HBO. Is that right?
Are you going to watch it?
No, I'm going to go to sleep. Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll be more interesting than watching Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, I don't know. Ryan's pretty good on years. But here's the story. Jennifer Lopez hit the road a couple of years ago after she split up with her husband, Mark Anthony. She went out on her first world tour, went to 65 cities, and reached over 1 million fans. If you didn't get to go see that tour in person, lucky for you, you can catch it tonight on HBO on New Year's Eve. It's called Jennifer Lopez Dance Again. It premieres tonight on HBO and HBO Latino at 9 p.m. Eastern and includes performances and behind-the-scenes footage from the tour. I'd imagine she probably puts on a pretty high-energy, dancey kind of concert, so it might be kind of fun for your New Year's Eve party to have that going in the background. Now, speaking of New Year's Eve parties, this is a great story, my favorite of the day, Dougie. Netflix is helping parents offer with a special kids-friendly countdown. So what happens is you trick your children, parents, that's right, mess with those kids of yours, mess with their little tiny brains, and tell them that it's midnight. Then you go to Netflix, pull this fake New Year's Eve celebration down, and it lets children celebrate the New Year anytime, way before midnight. Heck, you could do it at 3 in the afternoon if you really wanted to be sneaky about it. This is according to CNN Money. And that is announced the story. It's the on-demand special. It's hosted by King Julian, whoever that is. I guess he's an animated guy from the new Netflix series, All Hail the King. And it allows parents to pretend.
Movies.
Oh, he is. See, look at Ken. He knows the animated stuff. It allows parents to pretend it's midnight anytime. So, hey, if you guys want to get some sleep tonight or party on your own with your friends, you know, go to Netflix and trick your kiddies.
If you're a Fox News fan...
Mm-hmm.
Does this make you feel better?
Well, it's a down year overall for cable news, but Fox News still doing the best. It's dominant. It's been dominant in the ratings. CNN made some demo strides, and MSNBC way behind the pack.
Your Riley Factor is still number one at Fox, right?
Still number one, yep.
And Hannity's going down fast in ratings.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly's the one that's seen her. I mean, she's done really well for herself in her first year.
51 after on Good Day.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
After the hour, certainly happy to have Warren Eckstein. I don't make it. I guess I do. I'm going to say I don't play favorites, but I kind of do. And there are some people that are on this program. All the people that are here are my friends, and they've either become my friends before they go on the air, or they're my friends after they get on the air, or they don't stay on the program. That's the way it is. Of all the people that I have on, I have a special place in my heart for Warren, mostly because he's taught me a lot about...
Are you crying?
No, I'm just... I think that... When you just pegged this with me, actually, Warren, when you said, why don't you tell what you just were reading, because this is what sort of got my mind going in the direction it's going, what research just proves about people and their pets versus people and their people. That's a great story, actually.
Yeah, it was a recent study that claims that pet owners get the same surge of emotions when looking at their pets as mothers do when they look at their infants.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some people may disagree with that, but I got to be honest with you. I've been doing this for a lot of years, Doug, and people that really love their pets consider them family members and look at them no differently than any other family member.
Absolutely not. I mean, if you look at the pictures, I don't know if you went to my Facebook page. Kenny, you did post the picture of me with Meredith and Charlotte on Christmas morning, I think, didn't you?
No, you didn't send that to me.
Oh, yeah, but Warren, I would never put my kids to sleep for having bad hips.
No.
Which is what I did to my dog.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was the humane thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I'd have mine fixed. Actually, Charlotte has a little trouble with her hips.
But it's against the law, Rich. But think about this. If there was someone that you loved so much that was in so much pain and was going to be in so much pain and there was nothing you can do, what about euthanasia for people? Would it be something that should be considered?
Yep. Absolutely.
Sure. But, I mean, the gap in between what we can and cannot fix for people versus animals
exactly.
is very wide.
Hey, not anymore.
It's getting better.
Anymore. Not much.
When I went and spent $6,000 to get my dog's elbow fixed.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There you go. You just answered your own question.
Right next door in this clinic only does, like, high-end medical stuff.
Yeah.
There is an oncology unit there.
Yeah, there is. There's cancer units
for
dogs
and dogs.
There's a group of vets. One of my closest friends is the head of an organization that does nothing but oncology for pets. And you know, quite honestly, the diversity in the veterinary industry, oncologists, neurologists, allergists, dermatologists, really makes a difference.
Yeah, I knew I was in trouble when I walked into this place and they put you in this private room.
Right. There you
like
go. It's VCA, veterinary. What's it called? Veterinary.
Panthers of America.
Yeah, and this fine art on the wall and everything like that. And I'm looking. Yeah. I'm like, this place is really cool.
Yeah, right.
And then
you get
going,
the bill.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, get the bill. I spent, when Charlotte had her accident this past spring, it was about the same amount to bring her back around.
You know, it's interesting, Doug, that you brought that up, because I talked about this last week on my show, and in fact, I have it posted on my website as well. There's a lot of people out there, especially seniors, that love their pets as much as you or I do, but perhaps don't have the financial ability to pay those prices.
Yeah.
But there are places that will help. There are organizations that will help people that are lower income, subsidize them in terms of taking care of their pets.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what? And I tried to negotiate that $6,000 for my dog's elbow. They didn't come down a nickel.
Do you have that posted, Warren, at petshow.com?
At thepetshow.com, yeah. There's actually, under PetScoop, there's a whole list of organizations all around the country that will help people that might be in financial situations that can help out their pets.
A story at dougstephan.com about a man who recovered after his dog accidentally shot him. This fellow, the sheriff investigated the story of Richard Phipps, hospitalized after his dog stepped on a loaded rifle in the bed of his pickup truck and accidentally fired it.
Yeah, I'm confused with the word accidentally. We don't know that.
The rifle safety was out. Well, this just goes, you know, there's a two-year-old, the news today about a two-year-old that shot its mother in a store because the safety was off the gun and the kid reached into a pocket. Well, it's the same kind of stuff. There's more ways to get hurt. And the dog obviously has nothing. I mean, the dog's in the bed of the truck, and the gun's in the bed of the truck, and he steps on the gun, and the rifle goes off and goes through the cab and shoots the owner of the dog and the owner of the truck.
Well, here's my first problem. Why is the dog in the bed of the truck? That's my first problem.
Well, with a loaded gun.
With a loaded gun aimed at you. That ought to tell you something right off the bat.
They're on the way to rob a bank.
Oh, my God. These people, where do they come from?
Although, I just saw a great story out of Brazil about a homeless man that was being taken away in an ambulance, and a dog chased the ambulance for miles. Finally, the ambulance driver stopped, let the dog in, and the dog stayed with the man at the
house. I heard that. Yeah, that's a wonderful story. So there are more of those stories than not. New Year's resolution, be better and kinder to your pet.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.